Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Yesterday, around the same time, we spoke to Action SA leader Herman Mashaba. He was quite frustrated. He really held no punches about the coalition talks. Definitely some frustration there. We wanted to check in with John Steenhuisen, DA leader. We wanted to find out exactly how it is going. John, a very, very good morning. Thanks for always making yourself available. And I just want to tell our listeners that I can message John at any time, and he finds a time to speak to us. It really doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you.
Morning, Howard. Great to be with you and great to be with the listeners. And you're absolutely right. I always find time to speak to you, and I enjoy the engagement, and I hope you do too.
I would certainly do. Please tell us that we are going to see a strong and good coalition for Johannesburg. Well, let's talk Johannesburg as well as the rest.
So. But, I hope so. But unfortunately, with the developments of this week with the Patriotic Alliance, that pathway has narrowed quite significantly. The reality is that the situation in Joburg has thrown up a whole array of smaller parties, and it's a very fractured layout of the land there. And without the PA, it's now made that pathway to victory in Joburg a lot slimmer. Obviously, we're continuing to talk to other parties. We've had bilaterals with other parties. We are scheduled to have another multilateral meeting tomorrow in Joburg with the leaders of other political parties. But, you know, these things take time. And, you know, I don't understand the talk about frustration. If you look at what's happening in Germany, for instance, these things, you know, in Germany, it's been months since the election, and people are still involved in coalition negotiations. And I think it is a weakness in our legal framework that this is compressed into 14 days. Because I think it then forces bad decisions, it forces rushed decisions, and it doesn't allow for, I think, sufficient time to come together around common values and principles. I think it just forces people into, you know, just forming something for the sake of forming something. And, you know, we've been in that movie before.
I was just going to say, exactly the expression I was going to use is we've seen that movie. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, we've been in that movie before, and we made a terrible mistake in that rush of those 14 days. To do an agreement with the EFF, and it actually cost the DA. And I've made it very, very clear to our voters before the election, but also in every broadcast I've done since then, that I'm not going to form unstable coalitions. I'm not going to get involved in things that are expedient, but don't end up serving the voters, and that we are going to be very deliberate and very considered about this. Why is it important, Howard? It's important because this last election has thrown up a massive opportunity for South Africa. Finally, voters can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
That we can bring the ANC below 50% to the national level. But that will be a coalition. What is the worst thing that can happen between now and the 30 months that it's going to take until the next election? That's about 894 days away, is to set up unstable coalitions that undermine people's confidence in coalition. So we need to be very deliberate and very careful and very principled about the types of coalitions we set up and the stability that they project or otherwise. I think it'll be fatal for this opportunity that's been given to us to simply form unstable coalitions that collapse and erode the public confidence in coalitions. We've had 5 years of unstable coalitions that small parties that chop and change between big players, looking for opportunities and the like, and it has always ended in tears. So I mean, very, very clear that I will enter into coalitions, and I'd love opposition coalitions, but they have to be stable, they have to be based on principle, and they have to be based on an agreed-to program of action.
It absolutely makes sense, and something I hadn't thought of was the fact that it does, that if it's not successful, and we've already had a negative experience of coalitions, then that will undermine and that will have an impact on the national elections. I think that is an absolutely critical point. One of the comments, and this interview isn't about to talk about yesterday's interview, but I just do want to clarify this. You said that there's going to be sort of this multi-party conversation, one of the allegations that Herman Mashaba made yesterday was that the DA doesn't talk to anybody altogether, that it insists on meeting everybody privately.
Well, you know, first of all, let me just say, Howard, that I think it's incredibly unhelpful for one of the parties to a coalition to be out slagging off other parties that are trying to do the negotiations. I don't think it's constructive. I don't think it's helpful. And I actually think it's counterproductive. So what I'm not going to do in this interview is criticize.
No, I don't want that. I just want that to respond to that.
Let me just say that there's been a multilateral meeting. It took place last week. Helen Zille and I were at it. We've had bilateral engagements with other parties because we've got a coalition document which we've put on the table, which sets out objectives and principles. Those parties are obliged to take that back to the national leadership. So we've met in both bilateral and multilateral form, and there is a multilateral meeting taking place tomorrow in Joburg. So I'm really, I really am curious about the criticism. It's A, unfounded, and B, I think distinctly unhelpful in an environment where you're trying to bring people together.
Absolutely, because surely even at this stage, the focus should rather be just finding a solution. What would be the ideal type of coalition for a city like Johannesburg, in your view?
Well, I think an opposition-led coalition would be an excellent idea for Joburg. I mean, I think that what we have to do is bring the ANC below 50% in as many places as possible around South Africa, so that we can show that you can shake off the yokehold one-party ANC domination. And I think that that is essential going forward, particularly, as I say, with an eye on 2024. And I've also been very clear, both internally to my party, but also externally to voters, that whatever we do now in the next week, month, year, has to have at the end point what we hope to achieve in 2024 and to work backwards from there. So I would really like an opposition coalition in Joburg, but what I have been very clear about as well is that we're not going to enter into a coalition for coalition's sake. There has to be a meeting of the mind around the values and principles, the objectives of the coalition, what it wants to achieve, and a common program of action. And it has to start from that point. Once you have agreement on those things, then everything else will fall into place. And it's that's been the focus of the negotiations. And we've concluded already a number of coalitions with the Freedom Front, with the ACDP, with some community parties in the Western Cape and others. And we will be announcing later this week DA and multi-party coalitions in a wide variety of municipalities around the country because we started to conclude those negotiations.
That's what I wanted to hear.
The Joburg situation is very difficult because of the fractious nature, and we don't know who's in or out. I've also made it clear that I don't want to be involved in a voting bloc, in a coalition agreement, a governing agreement with the EFF. I've learned how the party's learned the lesson from 2016, and I think it would be fatal for us to make the same mistake again by getting into bed with a party like the EFF that doesn't share your values and principles. And I think it's very clear from the documents that they're putting on the table that there's not a values fit with the DA. We will never support expropriation without compensation. We will never support the removal of Afrikaans from the stem in South Africa. We believe that it's anti the spirit of the Constitution. We will never agree to nationalization. We will never agree to a nationalized health system. We will never agree to the nationalization of the Reserve Bank. So those values and principles that they're putting on the table are a complete anathema to our values and principles. I don't want to be within a million feet of any deal that involves the EFF or allows the EFF opportunity to influence through the back door. And that for me is an absolute non-negotiable.
Yeah, there have been some very strange statements coming from the EFF about how they will enter into coalitions. It made me seem that they actually weren't particularly serious about it, even if other parties weren't serious about entering into coalitions with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the demands are quite odd as well, because a lot of what those demands are have absolutely nothing to do with local government. It's not in the remit of local government to nationalize. It's not in the remit of local government to determine the outcome of whether we have a reserve bank that's nationalized or not. That's why if you look at our coalition agreements, and we've committed to making them publicly available on websites so that people can have them, you will see that they focus on one thing and one thing only. a program of action that's going to address poverty and inequality, that's going to focus like a laser beam on service delivery and focus on principled, stable government that delivers over the full five-year period. And that, for us, are the key priorities at local government level. Having traveled around the country during this election and just seen the moribund state of local government across the country, it needs stability. It needs a laser-like focus on good governance and getting the basics right. And it needs principled, clean, accountable administrations that focus on service delivery. That's, for us, are the key priorities in this particular set of coalition arrangements.
John Steenhuisen, thank you. As always, good luck, and let's hope that there's a lot of success with these coalitions. We are all counting on it.